The death of Kalief Browder has shined more harsh light on American justice. He was held on Rikers Island for 3 years after being accused of stealing a backpack at the age of 16. He was never tried, much less convicted, but spent nearly 2 years in solitary confinement and was savaged by gangs. Kalief Browder was finally released with no charges in 2013, but suffered after effects from incarceration. He hanged himself last Saturday. He was 22. Adam Benferrato, an associate professor of law at Drexel University, has written a new book about what he sees as flaws and prejudices in American criminal justice that begin on the street and run through courts. His new book, Unfair, The New Science of Criminal Injustice, and Adam Benferrato, a Harvard Law graduate, a former federal law clerk and attorney, joins us now from the studios of WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's wonderful to be here.
You obviously wrote this book before Kalief Browder's death, but I wonder if you saw that case and thought this touches on exactly of some of what you're talking about.
Absolutely. You know, it's been both amazing and tragic to see the string of recent events that have caught the attention of the media in Baltimore and Cleveland and New York, and most recently at Rikers.
One of the many cases you write about is the one that I'm familiar with, Juan Rivera in Illinois. He confessed to a crime, and this brings up the question, why would someone confess to a crime if they didn't do it?
My opinion is that the leading cause is actually the way that we train police officers. So the police officer, the detective, is supposed to discern whether the person, the suspect, is actually lying or telling the truth. Now, the science says that people are actually terrible at discerning deceit. What's deeply problematic is as soon as the detective decides that, yes, this person is lying, they immediately shift to trying to get out a confession. And they sort of use this classic good cop, bad cop strategy, and it presents great, great stress. And we know that people who are young, who have low IQs, who have a history of mental illness, as Juan Rivera did, are particularly vulnerable. And the problem is that as soon as we have a confession, all of those other leads, the police stop looking for anyone else.
Your strongest recommendation in this book, dare I say most controversial, is to do away with live trials and create virtual trials. What would this do?
So this is one of the proposals that I lay out really for far in the future. And why I recommend it is there's so many biases that psychologists have uncovered. So at trial, it shouldn't determine the outcome, what color of skin the attorney representing the accused has, or whether he has, you know, particular inflection. And yet we know that those things matter. And I don't think it's as radical as it might seem. There are certain constitutional problems related to the Confrontation Clause and
the right to confront your accuser. And that's not a virtual right. I mean, you're supposed to be able to look your accuser in his or her face.
Yeah, although we have already made exceptions in a lot of different areas.
I have to ask you, Professor, if you were to be unjustly arrested, I'm sure, and put on trial, wouldn't you want the right to see 12 flesh and blood human beings like yourself sitting across from you and make your own best case?
So I think that I would be more comfortable with a system that accepted the biases that we all carry and was attempting to do something about them than a system which was based on untested assumptions about human behavior from centuries earlier. So I don't think we're at all ready for virtual courtrooms now, but I certainly would prefer to be in a system which ensured that when witnesses were brought in, they were shown a lineup which was sequential, which is one image at a time, rather than showing a whole bunch of images on a page, which we know leads people to pick the image that is closest to the image in their head, rather than do a accept or reject approach. So I think there are so many changes, which I should point out are being tried in jurisdictions around the United States. I would much prefer to be in one of those jurisdictions which was looking at the science, taking it seriously, and making changes.
Adam Benferrato, his new book, Unfair, The New Science of Criminal Injustice. Thanks very much for being with us.
It was a pleasure.